From Hollywood, the Red Skelton Program, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Program with David Rose and his orchestra, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. The popular occupation around the American home today is building your own furniture. Red Skelton got the bug and sent away for a build-it-yourself pattern. Well, here he is, MGM's own Red Skelton. Let's have a big hand.
Well, let's see now. I better get all my tools together. Let's see if I've got everything. They must be in this drawer here. Bread. Well, this one, I guess. Toast. Tools have got to be in this drawer, I know. Crumbs. Hey, Daisy June!
Mr. Skelton, are you in my kitchen again?
Yeah, I'm looking for my tools, so all I can find is bread. Where you been?
Down at the grocery store, buying some bread.
Well, we got enough bread in the house now to start a bakery. Why did you buy some more?
Well, my boyfriend, Clem, is working for the bakery now, and I don't want their business to fall off because they might fire him.
Mm-hmm. What's Clem do at the bakery?
Well, you know how they claim their bread is untouched by human hands?
Yeah?
Well, Clem is the only one allowed to touch it.
Well, that's one way of getting around it, I guess.
Clem's also working in the raisin bread department. He's chief raisin inspector.
No.
He checks to see that the bread isn't raising too fast.
Would you notify the boys that there's a bus leaving for Chicago?
Gee, those raisins, huh? Pardon me.
The last time I wear underwear made out of salt bags.
You know, now I know why raisins have wrinkles in them. It's jokes like that. Well, let's get back. Have you seen my tools?
You mean your hammer and your screwdriver and your saw and pliers?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had any.
Well, sure I have, Daisy. Do not try and think.
I'm trying.
Yeah, well, stop it. You're turning purple. Don't you remember the things I was using when I was working on that leaky pipe down in the basement?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't they lost in the flood?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I saw him going down for the third time when I was floating out into the garden.
Mr. S., what do you want with tools anyway? Are you going to switch to some honest work?
Yeah, No, I'm not switching to honest work. I'm going to build myself a 7-foot bed. I've sent for the pattern, and now all I need is the tools to build it with.
Well, I think Mrs. Fussy has some tools. Why don't you try to borrow hers?
Oh, that's right. She does have some tools. I saw her using them. She was building that shower curtain for her bird bath. I'll go over and ask her. She was out in her backyard a few minutes ago.
Well, I hope after she stops complaining to you that you remember what you went out to ask her for.
Yeah. Oh, there she is in the garden. Oh, Miss Fussy.
Aha! There you are, Mr. Skelton. Trying to sneak up on me, huh?
No, Miss Fussy.
I see you've been up to your old tricks again.
What tricks?
Don't sass me, you slewfoot. Oh, you just won't keep things in your own backyard, will you?
Mrs. Fussy.
Now you've got your snails crawling all over my rose bush.
But, Mrs. Fussy.
And you insist on playing your radio so loud while you know I'm listening to my soap operas. I get so mixed up trying to listen while your radio is blasting. This morning it sounded like young Widder Brown was John's other wife.
But look.
Well, you finally went as far as you could, didn't you? I didn't get a wink of sleep last night because your goldfish were snoring so loud.
I don't have any goldfish.
That's a weak excuse if I ever heard one. And will you please stand away from the fence? You're casting a shadow on my petunias.
You have nice petunias, too.
Both of them.
Mrs. Fussy, why can't we be friendly neighbors? Why must we always argue?
You mean you actually want to be friends, Mr. Skelton?
Why, yes, why not?
Well, I'll tell you why not. We'd start off smiling at one another and wishing each other a good morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd ask to borrow a cup of sugar.
Uh-huh.
And I'd smile and say, of course, here you are, Mrs. Skelton.
Oh, thanks.
And you'd take the cup of sugar. Mm-hmm. And the next day you'd ask to borrow another cup of sugar. And that would go on and on. You'd never pay me back for the sugar you borrowed. And I refuse to be friends with a welcher who won't pay back what he borrows from. Oh, of all the brazen, four-flushing, two-faced magpies.
She must be on a vinegar diet.
Mr. Skelton, there's somebody at the front door.
Well, why don't you answer it?
It's a man, and I haven't got my face on.
Well, then you won't scare him as much. I'll get it.
Hi. Howdy, Buster. Flash messenger boy.
Oh, it's you again, huh? The mortuary kid.
Look, you young upstart, I'm in the prime of life.
Yeah, well, that was just one of my prime ribs.
Look here, you poor man's Milton Berle. I didn't come here for no chit-chat.
No, I was only kidding. What did you want, Pop?
Don't you pop me or I'll pop you. My name's Tyrone Twitwiddle, and you know it.
No, what's on your mind, Ty?
Girls.
Aren't you a little old to be thinking about girls?
Well, they're old girls. Gay 90 stuff, you know, the can-can, ta-ra-ra-boom-day, ta-ra-ra, ooey-zow.
Take it easy. You're busting the buttons on your shoes.
Can't help it, Buster. I took two vitamin pills this morning instead of one.
Oh, is that what makes the hair on your ears bristle like that, huh? Say, tell me, Ty, do vitamin pills do you any good?
Oh, I'll say. Used to be I couldn't get out of the house. Hey, look at me now.
Now you're able to get out of the house just because you take vitamin pills?
No, got rid of my wife.
Oh, I see. You act like you're in your second childhood, Pop.
Second? I'm just finishing up my fourth. As he used to say to my wife...
What'd you used to say to her?
Not a word. She did all the talking. Oh, say, got something here for you, son.
What is it? Oh, it's the plans for my 7-foot bed I'm going to build.
Why, do you want some help? I used to be a carpenter.
You did?
Yep. You know the Empire State Building? Well, would you believe that I worked on that thing?
No, I wouldn't.
I was afraid you wouldn't, but... Just thought I'd try it anyway.
Yeah. Well, if you'll excuse me, Ty, I've got to get going on the bed.
Well, I got to be tail wagging too, son.
We'll change that line. I'll tell you.
I'm going to a bebop concert tonight.
Aren't you a little old for bebop?
Well, my bee's all right, but I'm a bit weak my bop. Well, see you later, son.
Goodbye.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling, Eddie Lamar.
Either he's in good condition or he's got a swell embalming job. One or the other. Well, let's see what this pattern looks like.
Oh, Mr. Skelton, come quick.
What's the matter?
Rod O'Connor's on television.
Oh, no, and I just got that set fixed yesterday. Hey, are you sure it's really Rod O'Connor? Maybe the set's just a little out of focus.
Look, see for yourself.
Well, I'll be doggone if ain't an old sud's mouth himself. Look how they had to stretch the screen to get him on there, huh?
Shh. I want to hear what he's talking about.
Just watch him foam at the mouth. You'll find out.
That's me now, huh?
That's you.
Well, folks, here I am, America's favorite radio announcer, Rod O'Connor.
What does the O stand for?
His IQ.
Doesn't he look good on television?
He looks like an large economy-sized Arthur Godfrey.
In a minute, I'm going to let you in on a great new discovery, but first I'd like to tell a joke.
Yeah, well, that does it. The set goes tomorrow.
Did you hear about the bum who went up to a guy on the street and asked for a dollar to buy a cup of coffee? The guy said, a dollar for a cup of coffee, isn't that a little high? And the bum said, no, you see, coffee keeps me awake, and I'll need the rest of the dough for sleeping pills.
I didn't write it.
You know what? That is lousy enough to be in television, I'll tell you. That set has got to go.
And now here's an announcement that will be music to your ears.
You're supposed to sing this. Read it?
No.
Okay.
You gotta do this next thing, though.
Oh, start here.
Yeah. Where are you guys tonight? Are you all here?
Yeah. Well, I'm supposed to read the commercial, though.
No, no.
Then I say, thank you, Rod O'Connor, you were wonderful.
I'll give you $2 if you find that in there.
And next, here are the four knights and their magic guitar doing a little thing called Don't Cry, Cry Baby.
Those boys are great.
Don't cry, cry, baby. You've got no reason to cry. Don't cry, cry, baby. I never told you a lie. Someone said we were through, and you believed it could be. Someone was teasing you, 'cause nobody heard it from me. I ought to spank you, cry baby, for even having such fears. But let me thank you, my baby, for feeling I'm worth all your tears. I don't mean maybe when I say I'll always be true. So don't cry, cry baby, 'cause I love nobody but you. Thank you, cry baby, for even having such fears. But let me thank you, my baby, for feeling I'm worth all your tears. I don't mean maybe when I say I'll always be true. So don't cry, cry baby, 'cause I love nobody but you.
Hey, wait before you sing. We gotta show the kids their pictures. That's a minute, Pat. Has to be. We left it in too long. We'll take another one in a minute. Yeah, we left it in too long. They take wonderful pictures. Where's yours, Rod? Where's yours? Have you seen these cameras? Oh, forget the program. I'll tell you about the cameras. Well, these are the darndest things. You take a picture, see, and you wait 1 minute, and there it is. But that's it. Where are you? Go ahead.
Anytime.
Yeah, I'll sing with you. Come on, come down here. Got a new quintet, ladies and gentlemen. The Four Nights and Daytime. How are we gonna work this now? What are you gonna sing?
I sing first base.
You sing first base?
I'll take second base.
Well, I'll sing shortstop. bass? What kind of a singer are you?
Wow, well, basso.
A what?
Basso.
Oh, these guys are just trying to discourage you, maybe. We're going to sing Mud from the opera Henry Clay.
You
broke your promise, oh yes, you broke your promise. And now I'm all alone and blue. Said you loved me, oh yes, you said you loved me, but not a word you said was true. You promised you'd be mine.
Who did it? Who did it? Who moved the stage on me when I wasn't looking? Fill that hole in down there, will you?
You promised you'd be mine forever, and we would never, never, ever part. But you broke your promise, and that is how you broke my heart.
Yes, sir, honey child. You done broke your big fat promise. I'm gonna broke your big fat neck. I loved you, gal. I love the ground I wish you were under. You only went away because I wouldn't buy you a fur coat. But you wouldn't darn my socks. I figured if you didn't give a darn, why should I give a rap? Get that thing, there's meat in them. Yes, sir, gal. Back up a little, will you, boy? Somebody's breathing gin on my neck back here. I don't mind, but it's bleaching my hair.
You promised you'd be mine forever, and we would never, never, ever part. But you broke your promise, oh yes, you broke your promise, and that is how you broke.
Wash up, get your check, you're through. Well, I'll see, I better start looking over this build-it-yourself pattern. Well, maybe I got it turned upside down. No, I had it turned upside down. Well, it still don't make any sense. Maybe this pattern's drawn in shorthand. Well, let's see. It says here, why waste good money in buying a bed when you can make it yourself? Who wants to make beds? I used to make beds for a living, but I got fired. They caught me laying down on a job. Well, it says, this pattern is so simple, even a child 6 years old can build it. I think a child 6 years old drew it.
Mr. Skelton, was that the doorbell?
Yes, it was.
Then don't stand there. Answer it.
Hey, Daisy Junior, you forgetting why I hired you?
Nope. You hired me because I was the only maid you could get who would take her pay in tied box tops.
Okay, I'll answer the door. It's the last time I ever hire a maid through a pyramid club, I'll tell you that. Well, Dave Rose, crawl out of your hole and come in.
Were you expecting me?
No, I wasn't.
Then why don't you look surprised?
I can't. I just had my eyebrows plucked.
Hey, Red, what's on that sheet of paper? Jokes?
No, this is a diagram.
Oh, so now you're drawing diagrams of your jokes so people will understand them.
Look, go play with the bubble gum, will you? Blow a great big bubble and then stick your head in it and keep quiet. I'm awfully busy.
My bride, Betty, is cleaning the house today, and she told me to come over here and you'd keep an eye on me.
Why don't Betty want you to help her clean house?
That's a good question.
What's the matter? Are you always in her way?
Yeah, she hates to vacuum with me around.
Why?
She always has to stop and empty the bag to let me out.
What are you doing auditioning your own show?
If you are, I'm going to tell you, with that stuff, it's going to be awful quiet.
Now, go away. I'm trying to build a bed.
Why?
I'm sleepy.
I can't imagine you building a bed all by yourself.
Yeah?
I remember last year you tried to build a birdhouse, and you couldn't get a bird to go in it, even with advertising.
Well, look, can I help it if those dumb sparrows can't figure out how to open those French doors? Hey, I got to go buy some lumber and some tools.
Can I go with you?
Yeah, but you got to take off that propeller beanie. Come on, let's go. Gosh, I can never miss those traffic signals.
Hey, Red, look at that beautiful girl crossing the street.
Hey, remember, you're a married man, David.
Oh, yeah. Would you whistle for me, Red?
Yeah. That's what I like about these California traffic signals. They just last long enough for the driver to get a bead on the pedestrian.
Hey, there's the hardware store.
Yeah, I'll pull in this parking space here.
Look at that mob gathered there on the corner.
Mob? Where? That's Rod O'Connor. Hi, Rod. Hey, Rod.
Hi, Red. I see you're babysitting again.
Oh, you're not funny, Soapy.
Hello, Baton Boy. Where's the stag, fellas?
Well, I'm building myself a bed, and I'm going into the hardware store to buy some material.
Well, this I gotta see. I'll tag along.
Yeah.
I sure like to go in hardware stores.
I was wondering where those musicians bought their instruments.
Hey, fellas, there's a weighing machine. Let me treat you to a weigh. I got 3 pennies.
All right, go ahead. You need them for yourself, so... We better not. Just put the 3 pennies in. It'll take 3 cards to record all that lard you're toting.
That's very funny. Stand back. I'll weigh myself first.
Here, I got the card.
How much does it say I weigh?
It says all that's printed on your card is 9-day diet.
You know, it happens every time. What's my fortune on the back of the card?
Well, it says you're going to meet a gorgeous blonde who'll be crazy about you.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in that stuff?
Well, sure. Some professor once said that if you believe hard enough in what the card says, it's bound to come true.
Yeah. Got another penny?
Yeah, here. Well, what's your fortune?
A gorgeous blonde is going to be crazy about me, too.
Boy, she sure must be a fickle dame.
Hey, Dave, do you want to try it? Maybe she's got a friend.
Oh, no. Betty has forbidden me to weigh myself unless she's with me.
Yeah. Why? Does she think you can't reach the coin?
No, I weighed myself yesterday and left the card in my pocket, and Betty found it this morning. And when she read what my fortune said, oh, brother.
She got mad, huh?
It was our first quarrel at breakfast, and I had to scrape my own toes.
Well, what did your fortune say?
That some blonde was after me, too.
Well, you know, those things shouldn't tell your fortune until they find out if you're married or not, you know?
I don't believe what those cards say anyway. It said my weight was 250 pounds. I don't weigh that much on horseback.
Hey, look at that traffic cop talking to that guy parked in the no parking zone. They're having quite an argument.
Yeah, the guy looks like he's had a little bit too much of that homogenized gin. This ought to be good. Let's go over and listen to him.
What did you say your name was?
I said my name was Willie Lumpler. I come from a long line of lumps.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm with an old established firm. I'm a bum.
You mean you're out of work?
Well, how else could you be a bum?
Do you know that you can't park in the red zone?
Well, that's what I get for not being a red. Where's the American zone?
Look here. If you start sassing back, I'm going to have to put you in jail. Would you like that?
Hmm?
I said, if you start sassing back, I'm going to have to put you in jail. Would you like that?
I don't think so. I didn't like it last night. Why should I like it now?
Where do you live?
Hmm?
Where do you live?
You're repeating yourself. I live down the corner. You turn to your left, you go up 2 blocks, then you go down a block, you turn to your left again, you go down an alley until you come to a place, kind of beat up crowd, you go straight through the backyard up the front porch. There you are.
And that's where you live?
No, but it was good exercise, wasn't it?
Well, I think I'll call your wife.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't call my wife. Do I deserve capital punishment for this?
Is your wife home?
I think so. She was supposed to take flying lessons today, but her broom's on the blink.
Look, Willie, why don't you go home and let your good wife take care of it?
Well, better still, why don't I just go straight to the hospital and skip the middleman?
Hey, water, what's that bottle you're carrying there?
That's floor polish. I got it in a hardware store. It's floor polish.
Well, the bottle's half empty. Have you been drinking it?
Well, I ain't been rubbing it on my face. Try to make myself look like Fibber McGee or Molly.
Look, Willie, you can't drink that stuff. It'll make you deathly ill.
It's that good, huh?
Willie, floor polish is supposed to be put on the floor.
Well, all right, put it on the floor. I'll lap it up like a dog. I ain't particular.
Take my advice and go home, Willie.
Now, I'm going over to Joe's Bar and Grill and watch the television.
Joe's place don't have no television set.
Oh, no. Well, I got news for you. There's a great big television screen right in back of the bar.
That's a mirror.
No. Yeah. Well, no wonder whenever I watch them wrestling matches, the guy that gets beat up on the worst always looks like me.
All right, Willie. Now, tell me, are you going to move your car or am I going to have to give you a ticket?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know, huh?
Oh, that does it.
Oh, here.
Yes, I'm going to haul you in.
Now, get your hands off of me. You're a limb of the law and a pretty rotten limb. You take one step towards me and I'll breathe on you and take all the varnish off of your billy club. I'll tarnish your badge in one good...
Come on. You're going to the can.
All right, lead the way. Just call me Sardine, boys.
Come on, fellas. Let's get in the hardware store before that cop arrests me, too.
Why should he arrest you?
I've got sense in now, my brother.
Come on, let's go. Boy, look at all the tools in this hardware store. I don't even know what half of them are. For instance, this thing over here looks like a jet-propelled nutcracker.
Well, it's got a tag on it. Let's see what it says.
What does it say? What does it say?
It says, never mind what this thing is. If you're looking for a truly great invention, see the new Wash Day Miracle Tide.
They're off.
You know, they tell me the first thing a woman looks for in a dishwashing product is suds.
I thought it was water.
And that's
and
the
then
first...
she's got to have something to wash, too, you know.
And that's the first thing a woman sees when she uses Tide. Uh-huh. Yes, when Procter & Gamble's Tide goes into a dishpan, the suds spring up instantly, oceans of them, different looking, different feeling, miracle suds.
Oh.
And does Tide do a job on dishes? Listen. Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap made. And Tide cuts grease better than any soap made, too.
Well, I'll have to go grease up my dishes.
With Tide, there's no scum in the dishwater, no greasy ring around the pan.
There would be if I was washing them.
The whole operation is cleaner and pleasanter. And the results? Amazing. Why, dishes and glasses rinse and dry, sparkling clear, with no trace of dulling film. And they get that way without polishing. In fact, without even wiping them at all. So try Tide in your dishpan. See real suds. Suds that are kind to your hands. That last and last, even in hardest water. See how much easier and pleasanter dishwashing can be with Tide.
Bellowy boy, you really put that over. Oh, here comes Patrick, the owner of the store. Hey, Mr. Patrick.
Hi. Well, Red Skelton, yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, I want to buy some materials to build a bed with.
Oh.
I've got the pattern right here. All I need is the specifications and the stuff that I'm going to need.
Oh, yes. It's one of them easiest pie build-it-yourself patterns. Yeah. I bought one of those when I was a little boy.
You did?
Yes, it's right over there. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Say, could you tell me what tools I'll have to buy?
Oh, Mr. Skelton, you won't need many tools. Just a power saw, buzz saw, band saw, an electric grill, and sander.
Guys, what about a bulldozer?
Oh.
Look, I'm only building a bed. I don't want to open up a factory.
These things are real cuties. I knew a fellow that bought one of these patterns to make a garden chair. When he finished it, it turned out to be a coffin. So he just blew his brains out and made use of it.
Anything for a laugh, huh?
So, Red, you only brought half the pattern with you.
Well, that's okay. I'll just build half of a bed and sleep curled up.
pardon me, Mr. Skelton. Sonny! Sonny, keep your hands off that electric mixer.
Hey, Dave, hands off.
Oh, gee.
Tell me, who does the little fella belong
to? He's one of Petrillo's boys.
Oh. Oh, could you excuse me a second, Mr. Skelton? I have to fill an order for that lady over there. I'll be right back.
I know that lady. Hiya, Verna. Hey, Verna.
Well, Mr. Skelton.
How's Junior?
Oh, he's at large. I brought him shopping with me, fool that I am.
I don't see him.
That's when you want to be on your toes. He's in the back of the store someplace. Junior, are you behaving yourself?
Yes, ma'am, I'm behaving myself. Well, at least I told the truth, I is now.
Oh, boy, but what's going to happen in the future is a rat of another color, believe me. Boy, look at that big glass leaning against the wall there. I wonder if it's breakable. Well, there's one way to find out. I just take this wheel hammer that some foolish person left within my reach and lift it up like this, and then
Junior!
What the hell? You big fat slob, you scared me too.
Junior, we're gonna break that plate glass?
Well, I was willing to try, Fatso.
Why do you always call me Fatso?
I calls him the way I sees him, kiddo.
Well, I don't like to be called Fatso. Why don't you call me Rod?
Well, if I can remember correctly, I didn't call you at all. You just snooped in here, around here on your own accord. I was minding my own business, Fatso.
You know, you're a cute little fellow.
I'm a stinker and you know it.
How's your grandfather?
Oh, he's still serving time.
You know, I have a little boy like you.
Well, don't come crying to me about it. Hey, did you know that this glass is unbreakable?
Well, I don't think it is.
Yeah, I bet you couldn't break it.
Well, I bet I'm not going to try.
Killjoy. Hey, let's play a game.
All right, what sort of game?
Let's shoot marbles. You want to shoot marbles?
But I don't have any.
So you admit it. Well, you had lost your marbles, huh?
You're getting awful smart for your britches.
You mean they've ripped again? I thought I felt a draft, you know.
Now, never mind. Let's play a game.
Okay, let's play Trapper. All right. Each of us take a hold of this wire here, see? And we hold it across the aisle. And then you call David Rose, see? And when he comes by, he'll fall flat on his kisser.
Hey, that would be funny.
Yeah,
that would. Get on the other aisle, and I'll stay here.
Okay.
Now, hold the wire tight.
Okay. Well, I'm holding it, kiddo. All right, go ahead and call him.
Hey, Dave, come here.
Oh, somebody's coming. Keep out of sight.
Junior, wow!
Boy, we got a hold of a live one.
What's wrong, kid? I gotta beat it.
Oh, hey, come back here, you traitor.
Junior, you come here to me.
No, don't jump at conclusions.
Jump at conclusions? I'm sprawled all over the floor, and you are holding the wire in your hand, and you tell me not to jump at conclusions. Ha!
Well, sure I was standing here with a wire in my hand. And sure it was stretched across there. But who is you going to believe, me or you eyes?
Junior!
Now get that hairbrush glint out of your eyes, because you hadn't spanked me all day. Now, does you want to break your record?
Believe me, when I get my hands on you, young man, I'll break more than the record.
Now count to 10, Nemo, count to 10.
I will, and I'm going to use you for my scoreboard.
Oh, no.
But first, give me that wire.
No.
Junior, let go of that wire.
Give me that wire.
I don't want to play a tug of war with you. Give me
that. Well, Mrs. Felton, I believe I... Oh!
Oh, good heavens. Mr. Patrick tripped over the wire.
Yeah, you know you did better than O'Connor did.
Well, Mrs. Felton, aren't you the prankster, though?
I'm sorry this happened, Mr. Patrick. Are you all right?
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh. I always wear my bifocals over the bump on my head.
Mr. Patrick, I'll pay for all the damage and the doctor bill.
And I'll play plenty, too, boy.
Now, Junior, I'm going to take you home to your mother, and she'll give you a whipping.
No, that goes me here.
Oh, and to think that none of this would ever have happened if your grandfather hadn't bid so high for my basket lunch.
Well, they gave you a pretty rough time, didn't they, Mr. Patrick?
Oh, it's very funny, but every time she brings that kid in here, I spend all the profit I make on first aid treatments.
Hey, Mr. Patrick, I've decided not to build that bed after all. It's too big of a project to start off with. I'll build a chair instead. Can you, that way I can rest while I'm sitting down, see?
Sure, Red. You take the material you need and I'll just charge it up.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'll get home and get to work on the chair.
this thing's beginning to take shape now. Who said I couldn't build anything, boy?
Mrs. Skelton wants to know if you're going to eat lunch.
No, tell her, Daisy June, tell her that I'm busy working on this coffee table.
Coffee table? Thought you were building a chair.
Well, this is easier, see? And beside, who wants to sit down anyhow? Is it coming along, boy? It's coming along now.
Mr. Skelton, your wife wants to know, how about supper?
No, tell her to go ahead, Daisy June. I can't let this footstool go now.
Footstool?
Yeah.
What happened to the coffee table?
We've been drinking too much coffee around here anyhow. Oh, boy, they'd never guess it. I did this carpeting myself.
Breakfast, Mr. Skelton?
Just as soon as I finish this picture frame. Hey, Rod.
Hey, I just dropped by to see how you're progressing with your building.
It's all done. Look at it, boy. How do you like it?
Like what?
What do you mean, what? You're looking right at it. That's my work of art. A shingle for my house numbers.
And you made it with your own two little hands, huh?
No, I used wood. See, I didn't exactly do it myself. Georgia had to finish it for me.
Oh, okay. Thanks for being with us tonight. And so until next Friday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.